Turn off Hollywood Squares. This could get good.
I just wanted to play some Neil Young music. Rogan should get licensed. I mean, he's got all the money in the world. He can play any fucking song he wants. And just start playing Neil Young music. And do like the same bit I just did. I don't even agree, as you know, with many of the things Rogan says or Rogan does. I still respect his right to do it. Okay. And for some of the recent criticism I said of Rogan, at least he's fucking promoting a different viewpoint than almost everybody else. Yes, it's late to the party, but it's still there. Okay, not everybody gets the fucking memo. I'm being reminded of this by some of our folks on Pain.TV. Not everybody was in on it early, etc. Okay, I understand that. You also have to understand I'm going... How about some more Leonard Skinner? You have to understand, here, man, we're fucking flying. We're breezing. We're going a buck 50, a buck 70 on a regular basis. Call me the breeze, I mean. So, if somebody's slow, I got no time. And we keep rolling down the road. And I just wanted to open up and make fun of Neil Young and just show you what happens to these fucking hippies. A great songwriter. Lyrics are fantastic. Counterculture, etc. What happened to these guys and the generation that he represents, etc.? What happened to the 70-year-olds out there, the baby boomers? I'll tell you what happened to them. They've never been about anybody but the fucking selves. And someone who's grown up in their shadow, some of the young bucks are Generation Zers and stuff, right? You don't have the perspective I have. It's always me, 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 right? The same fucking assholes who brought you My Choice, My Body. We're going to have protests and we're going to picket this. About abortion, right? My whole youth, growing up in the 70s as a kid, and you see these people, like, what are these fucking broads all upset about? Abortion. Okay, so you grow up saying, okay, I can understand that. My body, my choice. This is an important point. It's one of the biggest head scratchers in the last 2 years. And most people out here saying, yeah, it's a strange, especially if you're Catholic and stuff like that. It's a strange debate because on one side your religion is telling you dopes like the Pope, this popey dope the Pope is telling you, well, abortion is bad and it's a sin and all this stuff, and so you start, yeah, it's killing of a child, right? And so you understand that and you come to believe a certain way, right? And then you see women out there saying, yeah, but it's my body, my choice. And then you're like, ah, geez, that's kind of a good point, too. Then there's so many counter arguments and stuff. And I'm not going to get involved in all of them. Then, just like all good bullshitters and schemes, they always reveal themselves eventually. Well, it turns out in 2020 and 2021 with these vaccines and the mandates and everything else and the insanity, the baby boomers who were talking about my body, my choice. And of course, the dudes just sit around, don't say anything because they want to get laid. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm with her. You're still not getting laid, dude. If she's that militant, she's not going to listen to you. The same people who are railing and agreeing with my body, my choice of the 70s and 80s and upwards and 90s through with abortion, the baby boomers. They had a chance to profess that to everybody and to solidify their position. And they would have come out in such a better, stronger way and come off in a better, stronger way in a more, I think, acceptable way. They didn't. They said, fuck you. You have to take the vaccine. Do your part. Listen to the government. Well, wouldn't your part have been having a fucking human life? preserving human life and having a baby, wouldn't that have been your part? We could have said, yeah, you should do your part. You got pregnant. Deal with it. You have to see it through. That's do your part. Bring a fucking human being that's inside your body into the world. Instead, this crew now said, do your part. You don't have a right. Your body, your choice. You don't have a fucking right. You have to do your part to protect me. Oh, is that fucking right? But you can go and end the life of a human being because it was your body, your choice. But there's a jabs out there. They're not even vaccines. Let's fucking stop calling them vaccines. They're garbage. You can put garbage in your body and be coerced to do so by your friends, your family, your government. And this is globally. And one of the side effects of said inoculations is potential death. Oh, let's get right on that. Yeah. You were never woke, sugar britches. You're morally broke. And so what happened to these folks? That's what happened. They were never about anything but except themselves. Fucking selfish lot. And they're still fucking things up. Now, that's not everybody, okay? But that's a whole big problem. These selfish motherfuckers always making it about themselves, and then they profess to us that we have to do our part. You never did your fucking part, ever. Everything revolves around, oh, the baby, but there's so many of us. You have to listen to us. You have to beef up Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid because we're the baby boomers. Do your part. My body, my choice. You're just all full of shit. You were all full of shit. You proved it in the last 2 years. And the dudes who sat around and said nothing, you're full of shit too. Simple as that. Now, let's change gears. We got some videos for you. I just want to get that out of the way. So fuck you, Neil Young, and your whole bullshit generation of fucking burnout hippies who's continue to sell us out. People supported you for years with your whatever cause your, you know, cause celeb, cause du jour, etc. Save the fucking seals, save the hippies, whatever. Whatever you jackasses were working on, right? The chips came down. You don't return the favor. Why? Because it's all about you. It's all about fucking you. Right. So who gives a fuck if your music's on Spotify anyhow? I'm sure Spotify doesn't. Oh, wait, are more people going to do this? Is this going to be a big standoff to get rid of Joe Rogan? Maybe people will just stop listening to you fucking burnouts. When's the last time Neil Young released a good song? I'll wait. Probably the last time he wasn't full of shit. He's working on a ballad now. How to take your vaccine and be happy about it. These guys. And some of the folks in Neil Young's group. You know, running people over with cars. You're talking about. And drug addiction, heroin. I'm not saying Neil Young himself. I mean, you have no problem working with them. People who get all fucked up on heroin and run over pedestrians and drive away from this. There's so many different stories. I mean, there's so many different arrests, DUIs, drugs, mayhem. You're okay with that, but not someone who would stand up for their own rights. And then someone who has an opposing viewpoint or offers an opposing viewpoint. You want them canceled. I mean, fuck's the matter with you goddamn hippies and you burnouts and you selfish baby boomers are fucking selfish. As a lot, as a general, voting block, whatever. You're just selfish fucking people. We see it time and time again. Me, 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 me. You know what? I'm sick of it. Shut the fuck up. Give something back. It's not all you, 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 you. Give something the fuck back. Plain and simple.
Hildur, get up here. This is the night he's going to lose it.
Maybe. Never can tell. We have some videos for you. Speaking of losing it, Biden lost it today. This song keeps popping up. It's like, it's unstoppable. I can't, I don't know. Every time I turn around. What do you say we go to one of the videos and Neil Young making demands? You want a demand? Order a fucking hairbrush on Amazon. Maybe that's a good demand. And some shampoo and a fucking razor, pal. The mutton chops. You might think he's still in the Civil War with those fucking mutton chops. I don't know. Jesus Christ. This is what it's going to come down to, right? The Hollywood types and the music types are going to try to dictate what goes on out here. You don't know what goes on out here. Stay in your little fucking enclave. Stay in your little bubble. You don't want to know what goes on out here. You don't have enough brains to even do the research to understand what's going on, obviously, over vaccine misinformation. You know who the biggest culprit of vaccine misinformation is? Fauci. We'll play another video. No, but guys like Neil Young are writing a fucking song to Fauci. Writing an album dedicated to Fauci. Yeah. Can you see it right now? When Fauci's fucking, when he's honored at the Kennedy Center, Neil Young will be there and all these other phonies. And Bruce, yeah, we wrote this just for you. It's from the movie track, Philadelphia. You know, from the movie when Tom Hanks died and he wasted. I mean, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not right. That should be the fucking soundtrack. From Philadelphia, Streets of Philadelphia, when Tom Hanks, the HIV and AIDS in the movie, and he fucking wasted away. Oh, guess what? There wouldn't even be a movie, Philadelphia. There wouldn't have been a character, Tom Hanks, and there wouldn't have been anybody wasting away and dying and suffering if it wasn't for fucking Fauci himself. But you fucking phonies out there, you keep kissing his ass. You're not even bright enough to understand this. That's what's frustrating to people who are smart. I'm not talking about learned people from big name universities. I'm talking about smart people of all different educations, all different walks through academia. Could be high school graduates. Could be less than high school graduates. There are smart people out here that understand what's going on. We're tired of being fucking preached to and marginalized. We've been right the whole time. You dumb motherfuckers have been wrong every step of the way. You listen to these criminals. Where's that gotten you? I'll tell you where it's gotten you. You've gotten triple jabbed and you're sick.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Plain and simple. Let's go to the videotape. First videotape.
Would you take President Biden's face? Do you think he plays with a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Well, there you heard it. Biden calls Fox reporter Peter Ducey a stupid son of a bitch. That's what it's come down to. This is what the White House has come down to. Now, how about a padded room or a white room? Forget about the White House. Biden's going to have in a white room. Too much cocaine in Biden's past. Wait a minute, you can't say that. What are you? Folks, we know all the players. We know all the players locally. Too much cocaine to fuck up your brain. Ask Neil Young. But let's listen to these fucking snowblowers. Preach to you. Their fucking minds have been wasted away by pounds of cocaine through the years. And it comes down to pounds, believe me. And I've said recently on here, and I said for a long time on Hotwire, which is the highest level on Pain.tv. Fuck, we haven't even gotten over to Pain TV yet. We'll get there. Biden is poised to slip and lose his shit, and that's what he's doing. They're going to really... Why do you think they keep him clammed up? You know, he throws the N-word around at home. I mean, it's verified. We talked about it on Hotwire. Fucking eyewitnesses. He's a racist dude. Super racist. Like old school racist. You know, George fucking Wallace racist. Senator Byrd racist. I mean, seriously racist. And I said, it's only a matter of time before one of these things slip. Well, it would appear if you call a member of the media stupid son of a bitch. Doesn't know what he's saying. Look, it's something you tell your kids, right? I tell my boys, they say some stuff. I say, look, there are certain things you say, and there's other things you say in your head. You say to yourself, President of the United States, you have to be more measured. I know Trump was a maniac and say whatever. Even Trump wouldn't have said that. Trump was even more diplomatic. He'd say, oh, yeah, I know you, Ducey. You're a real beauty. I read your stuff. You're a real beauty. Yeah, you're a real treasure. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, okay, yeah. I read your stuff. He wouldn't come out and say, yeah, I read your stuff, Ducey. You're a stupid son of a bitch. What? Ducey's not, obviously. And neither is anybody in the White House press corps. I mean, they have basic writing and reasoning skills, etc. Some of them are super partisan, and they don't use them in the right way, but that's the way journalism is. So we played that. We got it out of the way. Everybody's talking about it, but, you know, it's another example, right? Perhaps Biden is not as lost as we think he is. He's created another fantastic diversion. That's what everybody's talking about. That's what led Fox News, The Five, all these things that they have on Fox News we were watching. Everybody was talking about Ducey was doing interviews. Okay, that's great for Ducey, right? But, I mean, fuck's sake. He called a reporter a stupid son of a bitch. You should hear the things I've been called in my reporting career. Threatened by senators and congressmen and governors. You just roll with it. It's the way it is. Whatever you say about them, they're saying about you. And if they get caught, so fucking what? It's part of the game. But also part of the game is the distraction that comes with it. And Biden needs a distraction. He needs a distraction. Besides the war that he's cooking up in the Ukraine. He thinks that's going to help him. Sadly, it will not help him. Not in this environment. Economic environment. So we don't need more distractions like that. You're sending our fucking troops back over. What's our interest? I mean, they can't even answer basic questions. What's really our interest in Ukraine? Of course, they can't answer that about really any place that we invade or occupy. You know, to go to places to help people. Get the fuck out of here. Been to some of these places. We're not helping anybody but ourselves, believe me. We're right up there with the fucking baby boomers. You know, the same. My body, my choice. You know, we need to help other women. Yeah, and the chips are down. And guess what? You're only helping yourself. That's the U.S. government as it occupies other places. Sad to say. That's why we're fucking loathed and hated through the world for what we do to places. We don't even understand. And folks out there can't understand some basic tenets of a scheme like CoronaCon. Certainly not going to understand what the fucking CIA does and the State Department and all their hired fucking mercenaries and defense contractors, what they do worldwide. It is really something else. You find out, folks, we're not the good guys. That's also hype and propaganda. And maybe we can get back to a time when we were better on the global stage. But let's start here first. If you treat your own citizens like fucking livestock, what do you expect on a global basis? So let's get back to the way things were a long time ago. That's how I see things. Oh, by the way, I'm reminded, it was in the notes from the Young Bucks, that the release of Martin Scorsese's movie of The Last Waltz was the final performance by the band. Young performed during the concert with Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and numerous other rock musicians in the high-profile all-star concert, The Last Waltz. The release of, this is 1976, but the release of the entire movie by Martin Scorsese of the concert was delayed while Scorsese was forced to re-edit to obscure the lump of cocaine that was clearly visible hanging from Young's nose during the performance of Helpless. So these are the kind of folks that are are preaching to you, including the President of the United States, whose fucking brain has been rotted away. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at his son. How do we know this guy? We're fucking local. We know everybody. We know everybody. It's a very small place back in the day growing up here. Now it's fucking crazy. It's like everywhere else, like suburban, major suburban hubs outside of major metropolitan cities. It's fucking 20 times the people that used to be. It used to be all farms out here and troublemakers. So you knew a Hunter Biden, you knew a Beau Biden, right? Mostly Hunter Biden. And you knew what Joe Biden was doing, of course. He was on the fucking loose. He was on the loose. Totally out of control. Still is, by the way. What else we got on videos? We're off and running here tonight. We got some other videos. We'll get to those in a minute. We played some good videos. Well, they weren't good, but they were very instructive. From Brussels. Pissed off people. Let's talk about pain.tv. And there were some good things that have popped up here since we've been on air. I know it's very active. A lot of stuff going on in Canada. And some of the stuff on here has been fantastic. Well, much of it's been fantastic as our community continues to grow. Now, we talked about a crash of a truck in Danville, Pennsylvania, just briefly. It turns out that was a CDC truck and 100 lab monkeys involved in the crash. And a number of the monkeys escaped. Now, the CDC is not saying what happened and what these monkeys were infected with. You understand? Part of the fucking problem. Maybe Neil Young can write a fucking song with Bruce Springsteen about the monkeys. Maybe they can write a song about what happened. But now a witness at the scene of the CDC lab monkeys crash has developed symptoms. Let's take a look at this. This was just moved on pain.tv in the social media section. Michelle Fallon is living a nightmare, and she is ready to put that nightmare on record. The Danville woman is now experiencing symptoms believed to be related to her close encounter with wild monkeys. When the trailer they were riding in collided with a dump truck and unloaded their cages all over Route 54, the monkeys were destined for an unidentified CDC lab in the Midwest. Following day, Fallon developed a cough and something that resembled pink eye. Now, a handful of these monkeys went fucking berserk. They got out of the cages. And they had to be hunted down. Okay. So what do? Think about this. If you have 100 monkeys and you're taking them to a test site, right? And three of them get loose or four of them get loose like they did here out of the cages and they're on the loose. You round them up, right? They found the monkeys. They rounded them up. And you return them to the cages, right? You put them back in the, get another truck, put them back in their cages in the truck and you trek out for the Midwest to complete your trip. No. They killed the monkeys. They destroyed the monkeys who had been out and about. Oh, why? Why would you destroy the monkeys? They killed them and they fucking cremated them. What? What the hell is going on here? Do you understand? The following day, Fallon developed a cough and something that resembled pink eye. And by Sunday, this happened on Friday night. She was visiting the Giesinger Medical Center emergency room where infectious disease doctors were consulted, and she received her first of four preventative rabies shots as well as a prescription for a 14-day course of valacyclovir. State mom, who shared that she was fully vaccinated and received her booster, also tested for COVID, but the results were negative. Hey, I think I got infected by a monkey. Make sure you test her for COVID. See how these dopes work? Make sure you test her for COVID. And we get more money for it. Hey, the monkey lady. Make sure you get a series of rabies shots. But maybe she has COVID and we can pump her up with remdesivir. Fucking hospitals. the driver of the truck hauling the monkeys. Now, does this sound like it's something that's on the up and up? The driver of the truck hauling the monkeys, identified in a press release from the Pennsylvania State Police, as Cody Brooks, 31, of Keystone Heights, Florida, even went so far as to put his hand in the camera of a local Press Enterprise reporter. You know, like, hey, no comment. who would do that? Fallon, the woman who was exposed to these crazed monkeys, said he was very, very upset. He was in a panic. Many questions remain unanswered. Like, where are the monkeys possibly going to? And what were they infected with? Why wasn't the vehicle marked, indicating it was carrying potentially biohazardous contents? And why were the three monkeys that fled instantly euthanized and not captured? And what did the CDC tell her doctor to test for? Now, they were euthanized, and our folks in the CDC said they were cremated. And she said, this has been a nightmare. And so this is your government in action. Transporting, and this sounds crazy, right? This sounds like it's something on Drudge. But transporting rabid, crazed, pumped-up monkeys in the darkness of night under the cover, undercover monkey transport. And also, the state police, it looks like, sent something out on behalf of the CDC saying that, hey, if you were a first responder here, one of the vehicles involved was transporting a shipment of non-human primates. See, this is why I really dig Pain.tv. Because this was breaking late, so we would have missed it. And it comes from a publication in Harrisburg. You notice, the state capital. It's not a national story. It should be. And I'll explain to you the difference between good reporting and just, well, it's no big deal. It's just 100 monkeys. Now, I'm not going to get into that story, but part of this that we checked out as well, part of this, the CDC was forced at the urging of the state police to send out a letter to first responders just a couple days ago, over the weekend, after these monkeys went AWOL. Can't believe it. Let's see what it says. You're receiving this letter because you responded to a vehicular accident on Interstate 80 near Danville, PA, on January 21st, 2022. One of the vehicles involved was transporting a shipment of non-human primates that had been imported from Mauritius earlier that day. Mauritius? Oh, where's that at in Pennsylvania? That's in fucking Africa. So, did they test these monkeys? Did they let Fauci get in and test these monkeys right away? You know, the CDC has a fantastic, fantastic, when you're traveling to other countries, Africa, for instance, you have to get a number of different vaccines, like real vaccines, not the shit that they just cooked up in the last year, to protect against many naturally susceptible viruses and serious things in places like Mauritius. And let's call it up. Let's go to the CDC's website. But that's okay. You can bring 100 fucking monkeys in. And guess what? Guess what? You don't think non-human primates, also known as monkeys, you don't think they carry the same shit coming from Mauritius? Were they quarantined? No. The CDC says they have been imported from Mauritius earlier that day. So the brain in me understands where Danville is. It's on Route 80. And they had to come in. The only way these fucking primates were getting in here is from a shipment to Seaport in New York, which of course is in New Jersey, really. So they picked up the primates from North Jersey. They popped right on Route 80 west, and they headed out. And then they got in an accident. And Danville's about almost in the middle of the state. It's a little bit east of State College. So it's in the middle of nowhere.